changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
And I wanted to, today we're going to talk about something I call the other shift. And I've been reading a lot, as you know, on various disorders and things like that, trying to understand people, trying to understand my parents, et cetera, et cetera. And people with narcissistic personality disorder see everyone as simply an extension of them. Everyone is there for that person. They have trouble having empathy with other people because they really, this sounds terrible, but they really don't care what other people are thinking or experiencing because other people are there for them. Narcissists, in my opinion, also tend to be some of the least happy people because they are so exclusively focused on themselves. I told you that for Father's Day, my daughter Leah and I went to Universal Studios. And one of the things that's interesting about she and I is that we both love amusement parks. We both love riding rides, roller coasters, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we tend to like the same types of rides, but not completely. And so when we got to Universal Studios, I found my traditional brain going, well, I want to do this. I wanted to do that. Instantly, I was a child, right? And I began to see it almost as if like a brother and a sister at an amusement park. And one wants to do this and one wants to do that. And I chose consciously, I remember this. I said, you know what? I'm going to just follow along and enjoy her joy and let her kind of pick where we're going. Now, I gave input periodically and, hey, I think I'd rather do this than that, et cetera. But for the most part, I did my best to just let her make the suggestions. And it was so enjoyable. It was so enjoyable. There's none of this, well, am I going to get my way? If you walk into it and go, you know what? I'm just going to release my way and open it to our way, then all of a sudden, you just lose barriers in your mind and you connect better and you have a better time. Driving here in Miami, as I've shared before, it's probably one of the more challenging things I've ever experienced. The reason is you've got people that are doing, a motorcycle went by me yesterday. I know he was doing 130. At least he was going so fast. It was just a blur. And then you've got people changing lanes and whether there's room or not, et cetera. And then you've also got people who are doing 15 to 20 miles an hour below the speed limit in the middle of the road. And it is so easy when people go zipping by you, I guess because I'm a man, you know, and when people are cutting you off and things like that, to think of the driving as a competition instead of to focus on those other people. We have always called it defensive driving in this country. And the idea is you can be as offensive as you want. I am going to just be defensive. You want to come over and cut in front of me? I'll slow down a little bit. I will allow you to do that. You want to ride my tail? Okay, well, I'm going to maintain a constant speed and where it's safe, I'll move over if I can and I'll let you go by. When we shift from ourselves to other people, then we are no longer defensive about ourselves. I've discovered that even in conversations, because I'm always reading podcasts and I've always got something to say. And I'm working now to, when I talk to other people, allow there to be silences and let the other person fill those silences. To realize that I don't have to be the one who always has something interesting or chattering just to keep the conversation going. To simply sit there with a smile on my face and look the person in the eye if it's comfortable. If not, just sit there. And eventually, usually people will say, so, well, And that's often when they get to those points, that's when people are often saying the things that they really, really want to say. So those silences can be very, very valuable. I've started doing little things too that I've discovered is part of this other shift. As most of you know where I live, there are only a handful of us that are here full time. A lot of the tourists come through where I live. And we have these shopping carts to take things up to your unit. It used to be that I would see the shopping carts in the corridors because the tourists just, they're tourists. They're not going to take them back sometimes. And I used to let that get to me. I'm like, come on, inside. And finally, I decided that my job is to help put the shopping carts away. If I see a shopping cart, it's just my job to put it away. And by putting the shift now onto the other people and saying, you know what, they're on vacation, cutting them some slack in my own mind, even if they are just being, as my ego wants to say, lazy, by making that shift in my own mind, and I focus on them rather than getting upset and judging, then I'm actually able to remain happier myself. I saw this interesting thing on Reddit this morning, and I didn't really get a chance to read it, but it was some NASCAR driver who, after the race is over, goes and puts on custodial, one of those zip-up custodial suits, and goes into the fans and picks up trash. Now that is putting an other shift into your life. If you have anxiety, and I know many of you do, if you have worry, etc., your worry and your anxiety are about yourself. If you can begin to take that energy and put it onto focusing on what it is you would like for other people and trying to help bring that about, then you'll begin to shift in your own mind and you'll feel happier. And that's ultimately what we all want. Focus on other people rather than focusing on ourselves, which is what we tend to do. I made a note here. I wanted to go back and read it, that giving other people the right of way can actually lead to greater abundance. This is a metaphysical concept. In little things, if you feel like you've got to cut in front of other people or you can't let other people move in front of you. And by the way, when we were at Universal Studios, I was so proud of my daughter because there are a lot of people who will just cut in front of you in line. And Leah would always say, karma, almost as a way of go ahead. She'd say, karma. And she wasn't saying it loudly, not saying it to offend that person, just to remind her that by cutting in front of us, these people are setting up something that could very possibly go negative for them. When we feel like we don't have to go first, when we feel like we don't have to struggle, when we feel like we already have or are getting what it is that we want, and then we focus on other people, the universe vibrates at a higher level and begins to bring us greater abundance. When our focus is not on I, me, 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 then all of a sudden the universe begins to bring more abundance to us. Because really, as Thaddeus Gloss wrote in The Lazy Man's Guide to Enlightenment, there ain't nobody here but us chickens. It's just us people. We are all here together and we are a collective consciousness. And when our focus is on ourselves, there's never enough. When our focus is on other people, we take away that stress and strain. And since I said stress and strain, this is your opportunity to click share and let us know that you did click share this morning. Also, share with me any questions or parting thoughts. My goal is to go play pickleball this morning, but my wrist is a bit of a challenge. I still think I'm going to do it. Grateful for my wonderful career, says Misty. That is awesome. Surrounded by loving people. Congratulations to you for that. John says, good morning. Screen was freezing up. Thank you very much for letting me know that. I'm going to make sure that I have my hardwired Wi-Fi in here. That Linda, thank you. I meant to do that this morning. Grateful for the sun, says Heather. Welcome home, says Susan. Thank you very much. I will be here today through Wednesday, and then I leave again Thursday to go for a week. I'm going to be in Phoenix, Kansas City, and Indianapolis, but in the opposite order. Misty, first one to share. Heather Ellis says, share. That is great. It is so easy. You know, we've talked about this. Keep sending your shares, et cetera, and I will show them in just a second. I've joked about this idea because I struggled with it most of my life and still can sometimes, that Mondays somehow are cursed days. And, you know, if you drop something on any other day of the week, you'd go, oops, on Monday, you'd go, oh, of course. And when we begin to, that is all a focus on ourselves. That is all a focus on I, me, me, me. And so if we get up on Monday and think, whom can I help? Who can I call? What can I put my focus on, et cetera, becomes very, very liberating. Very liberating. Michelle says, thank you for the wise words. My pleasure. Thank you. Susan says, grateful to have my laundry room painted and ready for a new washer. Wow, that's a great feeling. It's kind of like having the nursery done and waiting for your kid to get home. Jeanette says, hola, hola, Jeanette. Linda says, shared, and so does Susan. Thanks, everybody. Listen, remember today, it is so easy to get consumed in yourself. Think about other people. Even in one of the things that I've really worked on is there's a I guess you could call Key Largo's version of Lowe's. It's a hardware store. And there's a guy there who never, ever smiles. He works there and he walks around with a perpetual scowl and he works at the front counter. And I've always, you know, my mind is always going, dude, if you can't smile, don't stand at the counter. People, if you can't get a guy that smiles, get somebody who can smile or whatever. All these judgments go through my head. And then I finally started going, this guy must have had some challenges in his life. And I'm going to give him two smiles instead of expecting him to give me one. It's made the whole experience different. Guess what he does now when I walk to the counter? You got it. He smiles. So smile at the world today. It's going to smile back. Frown. Guess what? Enjoy today, everybody, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. Flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
All right, this is funny. We're actually going to come back here. I've never done this before. Song of the day is, I actually had this ready, Friends with the Monster by Eminem. I'll bet you I'm spelling Eminem wrong. Eminem, I think that's right. Anyway, the song is Friends with the Monster. Everybody, let's listen to it. Alexa, play Friends with the Monster by Eminem.
Here's the monster, Explicit by Eminem.
By the way, be careful. It can be explicit, depending on the version.
No more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.